USA News update. The White House is denying reports that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration is using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. Two top Republicans are visiting Iowa today, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump will be holding a rally in Des Moines, while DeSantis will speak at a fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. Thousands of members of the Writers Guild are picketing outside Southern California studios today, as the writer's strike is now in day 12. Those pickets are taking place at Universal Studios, the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, and Paramount's studios in Hollywood. John Schaefer, USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.